Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh my God, I am officially at 701 patrons on Patreon, and I have to say a huge thank you to each and every one of you. You guys are the reason that this podcast exists, and you're the reason that there's going to be a patron-only season of the podcast, recapping season one of Vanderpump Rules starting next month. And I'm so grateful for all your support. You guys make it possible for me to do this project every week. So thank you so much. As always, I deeply appreciate your support, and I look forward to making more LOL content for you all. If you're curious about how you can get involved and become a patron of Sex Unique Podcast, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is visit www.patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast. And it is there that you will find everything you need to become a patron of SUP. For as little as $1 per episode, you will have access to weekly bonus episodes that I record with my guests and release on a weekly basis. And not only that, but you'll have my undying gratitude. Again, if you're curious, visit www.patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast for more info. Also, while I'm in the midst of making announcements, I may as well say that I have been a guest on not one, but two podcasts in the past week. One is called Mental Health Hangouts. You can find it on iTunes. And it's a podcast where millennials talk about their mental health journeys. And I talked about my own journey with depression and getting on medication to treat depression and anxiety. And it's a good talk. I really hope that you'll check that out. If you have struggled with any mental health at all, like, I fully feel your journey and I can relate. So that's called Mental Health Hangouts. Find it on iTunes. And the other podcast is called Realizing Stuff. It's a Kardashian-themed podcast hosted by Cara Berry and Ryan Kyler Bailey. And I'm on this week's episode and next week's episode weighing in on the Kardashians' most babe moments of all time. So check that out too. You can find it on iTunes, Realizing Stuff with Cara and Ryan. And now, without further ado, I give to you this week's episode of the Sexy Unique Podcast. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall. Yeah.
Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Got a girl with a friend, you be both win.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you might recognize my guest today from past, well, I was going to say episodes, but it's just one episode, but it's an iconic episode and it's an iconic guest and I'm happy to have her back. It's Tierney Finster.
Yay. Thank you. Hi.
Thank you. Hi. What's new?
You know, just admiring your rose quartz, your salt lamp.
Yeah, I keep a really good vibe in here.
Very den.
Yeah, I feel it. It's very den. I was like identifying with Kelsey's crystal journey in today's episode.
I was identifying with Jax looking shitty, trying to light his incense. Like, you know, like struggling as she was going to arrive.
You've been obviously keeping up with this season. What are your thoughts so far?
I mean, I've been riveted. Like, I had last season was the first time I was watching regularly as the episodes aired.
Yeah.
And in listening and thinking about past seasons and listening to some of your episodes, I realized like how annoying the wedding stuff did get, and like how, so I just have loved how it's so opened up. And I mean, it's bangers all the time. Like, there's so much action.
There's so much action.
And yeah, it's mostly the action that I'm loving, but there's been some major controversy too. And I feel very uncomfortable often watching this season, which is what I love in a show.
Yeah. I want a show that challenges me.
Yeah.
And challenges my outlook on life in general.
Something specific is what challenges me the most. Should I say it?
Yeah.
It's Sheena. I just like,
Sheena's incredibly challenging.
I mean, I have such a capacity. I mean, I'm not like, I'm no stranger to reality shows, but she, something about how she's acting lately is just so, like, I can't even watch it. Like, I feel so ashamed.
Yeah. Cause I think it's like,
I feel,
she's
upset
too
witnessing it.
Cause I feel, well, I think I've been there where I've been like so obsessed with a guy and like had no awareness of like how I come off or the situation. And maybe it reminds me more of being like middle school or like early years of high school and getting obsessed with guys and just like really over romanticizing a relationship. But it there's a youthful energy to it.
But the cameras weren't rolling on you.
No, the cameras were not rolling.
I just feel like there should be more awareness of what you're saying in regards to the cameras on you. I don't know. I just feel like she embarrasses me. I can't say it any nicer than that. And like having Rob talk to Jax in that kind of frank way on the boat, it was like, isn't that, I mean, I don't know. I can't wait for the reunion for Sheena to speak to that.
Yeah, I need her to like,
but I also, it's not to like dehumanize her. It did resonate with me when she was speaking to Kristen about it, which I didn't even understand why those two were together.
No, it's because Kristen needed a paycheck that week.
Yeah, she's
been
MIA.
Out. Yeah.
I feel like Saucy and her getting in a fight as a friend move just for Kristen to have a role
on
the show.
I know, I'm like, I don't understand what it is they're actually fighting about. But, like, I'm here for any and all Kristen.
Yeah, at least
time.
It gets us to her.
Yeah.
But it was real to me when Sheena's being like, well, if I'm willing to say I love you more and he's not that much, you know, ready as much, well, that's what it is. Mm-mm. And I kind of do relate. Like, I feel like I was, maybe I'm responding so negatively to Sheena because I had a bit of her in me.
Yeah.
In the last few months. And it's like,
everyone, like, what I've learned about this show is the people that are pissing you off the most or the things that you're feeling the most reactive to is probably what you feel pissed
triggered by.
Yeah, triggered by, and your own life and self.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I mean,
that's not to discount the fact that like these people are psychotic and like easily hateable at times, but like, and on a more like in a personal application, it's
totally.
Like, what does this say about me?
Yeah.
So what does it say about you?
I mean, I feel like I was desperately trying to like lock in a love relationship. I think last year in a way of like, I'm good enough to marry because my boyfriend at the time had been, he had just got out of a relationship for like 6 years. Mm-hmm. And so really early in with him, I basically like,
oh my God, he was Sheena and you.
Yeah. And I'm Rob. And he, I just really wanted him to like love me and want to have kids with me and family and all this stuff. I wasn't ever talking about it at all.
Yeah.
To the degree that Sheena is, or even explicitly in that way at all. But like, just the tone I brought to the relationship was very heavy, I think, because I was in competition with his ex. Like, I wanted to actualize our relationship as like as intense as it could be.
Yeah.
Because she had had that, at least in my mind. Right. Mm-hmm. But, so I think that's like, and I do remember going to Mexico at the end of last year and telling everyone about like being very in love and how great it is. And they're all like, you guys are going to come back soon. And, you know, cause my friends that live there were so excited to come and meet him. And then I came back and like, I don't think I had left LAX before I was like crying. And so, and yeah, it's the Sheena, but on that note, it's great to see the cast in the Yucatan region.
They're kind of by Tulum,
yeah,
are they not?
They're like, yeah, 45 minutes. Playa del Carmen is halfway between Cancun and Tulum.
Okay, cool. Because I was like, TBD on a Playa del Carmen journey, because I was like, where are these idiots
going? Do you know
going?
The like social identity of it?
I don't know the like, I don't know the east coast of Mexico as it's well as like, I know the west coast.
It's like the Reno to Vegas. It's like, I don't want to call Tulum Vegas, but it's like a Reno-y, Vegas-y
relationship.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, Playa del Carmen's cool. I mean, it just doesn't, it's more,
Tulum's more like kind of zen, hippie, laid back.
It's more bohemian bit. And even though it's like becoming increasingly like popularized and built up and overbuilt, really, like Playa del Carmen has like an H&M, you know?
Okay.
But there's also a lot of like resorts. Like Tulum's not allowed to have
like huge resorts. Yeah.
Yeah. So Playa del Carmen does. And there's more like gambling and there's more like, I don't know.
There's more Vanderpump
behavior.
There's
more like sexy older people there too. And like,
okay, cool. Cause I was wondering, like, at first I thought that they were going to Tulum and I was like, what does Tulum have here for you people? Yeah. Like, you don't vibe on the same level as this. Uh-huh. And then now this is cleared up. And it's actually very good that you're here because you're you're a big Tulum head.
I'm a head.
Yeah.
real head.
You're really into Mexico.
Headless.
You've been a few times already this year.
Yeah, totally. I love going. I love passing by right where the Vanderpump cast stayed. It's like on Dawes or something. I always see it on. There's only like one main road.
Yeah.
That like, or, you know, not to say only one, but like the large road takes you from like Cancun. And I think you could go straight through to like Belize, you know, through Playa del Carmen and Tulum and these places. So it was a very familiar journey watching them. But when I saw them arrive to that resort, I was like, oh, like it was so cringy. Cause you know, whenever I'm there, I'm in my own world, right? Or like with certain friends or vibes and watching like Kristen, I think, or was it Stassi, like in their like, I like tacos. It's curious. Yeah.
Tacos are my life.
It's just like, and right off the plane, you know, like I speak pretty good Spanish and like, hearing Stassi jump off the bus and be like, hola, I was like, oh, this is why I refrain sometimes.
Yeah. Like, let's jump into the episode.
Yeah.
So it begins with Sandoval, who's coming early to work. He's like trying to craft some cocktails to really impress
Mezcal.
Lisa and makeup.
In the middle of a meeting, once again, where it was inappropriate, like he brought a fucking cooler.
Yeah, it's like no one wants to drink your weird, like watery, like cooler
Does
cocktail.
Lisa Vanderpump strike you as like a mezcal spicy cocktail lady?
No,
like,
I thought she was going to hate
has
it.
A mild
and then when
palate.
She liked it, I was like, no, like what's
she was
happening?
Like, that's different.
Yeah. Sandoval's like trying to craft his cocktails and like prove that he can be less annoying than he was in Vegas. And Lisa tells him that she wants the Toms to be copacetic.
Copacetic,
as the Americans
say it.
I'm like, I think that's just a word.
And then she's like, copacetic. And I'm like, sounds pretty
similar. Sounds like you say it too.
Also, not that many Americans are like shouting out copacetic that often.
Though I do feel like it's like a word that like the Toms would use a lot.
Regional term.
Yeah, it's a regional term. We cut to Lala and Stassi planning Lala's showcase, which I'm really...
When they're at the bar,
the Phoenix, which I've been there. It's the worst place.
You've been to every fucking bar.
I've been to every bar. But I was like, dragged there as like a plus one to like a birthday party or something. And It was just, it's truly the worst vibe in there.
It's in WeHo.
It's on 3rd Street. It's really close to Tocamadera. It's like, I am next door.
I'm so sick of hearing Tocamadera. That's not a normal thing. Everyone's talking about Tocamadera like such a hot spot.
Tocamadera has gotten more press than like Stormy Daniels.
Exactly. She should go there.
Yeah. Like Tocamadera is now just like getting hyped.
Yeah.
But the Phoenix is right next to Tocamadera. Okay. And it's just like a big cavernous, like kind of bro-y bar. It really reminds me of like bars in Wrigleyville in Chicago, like when I would go out and it was just like crazy, like big kind of like bar clubs.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You're not nostalgic.
No, I was like, and so Stassi is still keeping up the charade that she's like planning events and she's like planning Lala's showcase, which just involves her like asking questions. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, did she location scout? Like, the
all
Phoenix
she said and, like, was. The only comment I've ever heard her say, this is like the first thing she said about any of these events, and it was awful. She's like, let's do dark purples and reds and make it moody. When it's like
it's
a WeHo
like
patio.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, why?
Yeah, she is deep, sexy, dark, madly haunted house. Like, it already is dark in there. Like, I'm assuming
this
showcase.
I'm obsessed with murder.
It's going to be at night. So it's like... And also, the question she has, she goes, so do you think when people are performing, like, people aren't into
and
it
Lala's
and they
like,
don't pay attention?
Love that question. Like, what? Who have you worked with before that this is what you're astounded by?
I know. And also, it's like they're, like, they really are trying to flex their, like, acting chops in these moments. Like, acting
so
like,
funny.
And also, oh my God, we met some of Lala's producers.
Watching Stassi meet two black people. Stassi has never had a black
friend. This is Shantu and this is Black Elvis. And Stassi was like,
she's like, hey, y'all. Yeah. Love your accessories. Do you have girls?
She's like, I've never had a black friend before.
No, I mean, like, supremacists at worst just never had a black friend at best. Like, I loved that moment. But also, Lala's, like...
But also, where did they go after, like, instant, the event was planned?
They were gone.
They weren't allowed to, like, take part in the Q&A.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the pretzel.
Yeah.
Shantu
and Black Elvis. Like, I actually want a reality show about that.
It was so, like, familiar to me when the week before when they were in the studio in Studio City, and it was not familiar for me to see Sheena there.
No.
But I loved getting that glimpse into what she's up to. I'm sure I could totally see Lala at Paquito Moss on Cahuenga, I think.
She'd stop in for like a burrito.
Yeah, it's
after
a studio
long
hang.
Session in the stew. Like, she needs to decompress.
Clearly, I have roots in the music industry myself.
I love Lala. What do you think about Lala's, like, her whole studio crew?
Well, Lala's black scent is like a very real thing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, like, the cast is so, like, I feel like something about the Vanderpump Rules cast overall, it's like they're not just, they're all white, but they're all also very, like, wherever they're from, they're all very, I'm not being clear, but they're just like very, like, all American white folks from California, like Louisiana, Florida, the Midwest, but like they're all like,
it's
just
getting
so
heteronormative.
Like, yeah. That like Lala and like all of her like, urban posturing is like ends up being refreshing. I mean, that's why she comes off as a star, because she has like
some
style or swag,
some,
you know, and she's paying for it, you know. Like, she's paying for a whole team to like,
she is paying for a team to like legitimize her in a
way,
which kind of like I was like, ooh, at first, but then I'm now kind of like, okay.
I mean, I think it's a much better route than hoping James Kennedy will legitimize you.
Yeah. And I think it's a much better route than like trying to get either like the producer that did like Luann songs or like the producer that worked with like Mike and Sheena when Sheena was like in the stew.
That was crazy.
And I look forward to hearing Lala's music. Like, I want to know.
Well, she reminds me of someone who's in the Feeling You is a song, right?
Feeling You is a classic. That's what I use for the intro music of this podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Lala gives me an Aubrey O'Day vibe with the like super tan and like also just the because like I know Aubrey's in the news for like Donald Trump Jr. Now. Mm-hmm. But yesterday when she started like trending because of that, I didn't realize that was why. And I was just like, finally. Yeah. So I was watching some old clips of Making the Band and like something about Aubrey was that she needed to like I fuck you to mm-hmm. really perform. And so she would like ask Diddy, like, can I reorient the booth so that I can like really perform, because I don't do a good vocal performance if I'm not really like looking at you, mm-hmm. which really is just like hoeing in a hot way. And mm-hmm. that's what Lala's great at too. So
Lala's really like come such a long way from her beginnings of on the show to now. Like, she, and I feel like this is the moment where on social media she came out as like being friendly with the rest of the girls on the cast. Like, I remember them posting a lot of pictures from Mexico and it was like, what the fuck? Like, they're friends now. Yeah. Like, this is mind blowing. But like, Lala's just power moved everyone.
Totally.
Like, she is the most interesting person on this show.
She climbed it all.
She commands attention. She sits in the middle of the dinner, or like uh-huh. close to the middle, which is always like the power move.
Pink. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like really here for her.
Totally. She's the star of the show.
When are we going to get her showcase is what I wonder.
It has to be next week, because there was already a meeting last week. So if it takes more than 3 weeks to put together this showcase. I feel like
they're in Mexico for the next episode. Wild. So it might be more time.
They shouldn't have shown us anything about the showcase.
They're really teasing out the showcase.
I don't like that.
Oh, God. Stassi says she only listens to show tunes, reggaeton, and the Game of Thrones sound.
I really liked that. That's the kind of like little quip that really gets me with Stassi, because it just feels so real. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
You get into her.
I bet a lot of people relate to that kind of thing, you know, because like,
yeah,
not, I don't know. People want to have so much pressure to be cool or have great taste or be up on things. But a lot of people, frankly, aren't.
Yeah.
And she's not.
I feel like Stassi, like, I can't imagine her listening to music and like enjoying it. Like, I feel like she
she doesn't have a soul.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if she does listen, like, she would listen to those things in a moment. But mostly she just is like living in silence.
Yeah, which the Game of Thrones soundtrack, I know that's not silence, but it gives me like a, I feel like people who are really obsessed with like TV and movie soundtracks mm-hmm. are like also into a similar thing. She loves like murder.
Yeah, true. Stassi, but she has this also, so I've talked about this before on the podcast, but she has this like, she has a lot of moments of awareness about like gender dynamics and like sexual, like with the Jeremy and like calling him a creep. She's, and like,
yeah.
And then today when she's sitting with Lala at the table and she's like, you know, it's like we get called out, like we get shamed for calling people out. And so then we like take back what we say, but it's like, I'm not going to do that anymore. And I was like, okay, how did we get from like this point of some awareness to then the Are We on a Male Witch Hunt? Like infamous podcast episode. Yeah. It just doesn't add up to me.
It doesn't. And it's like, it makes her seem stupid.
Yeah. Which she might be.
I know. But like, because you say she has this awareness, like it comes off, like she has these moments where it seems like she's actually incorporating all her experiences to like reposition herself.
Opening up her mind and like kind of putting two and two together and being and having like realizations and like moving forward. And then she does something so insanely regressive. It makes me question even this moment. Like, it makes me think that she just
is saying. I didn't like the way she was. I don't know. I didn't like the way she was talking about Jeremy.
That's an unpopular opinion.
I'm very aware and I.
You know what? That's what you're here to do. Mix things up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I
give
was
them
like,
Lala.
Give them T-Star.
Yeah.
I was triggered by the flashback of Jeremy like being hugging there. Her because I have like interacted with guys that have done that kind of thing. And
totally
it's so uncomfortable.
Like familiar.
Yeah. But like, and now like after hearing her say this and then knowing about the like male witch hunt episode and then like coming back to this, it just makes me think that she's using the like shame as an
language.
Excuse to like call him out.
Especially in relation to her own, like, I feel like she's only obsessive. And it's not to say that I think, it's not that I don't think Jeremy was acting creepy or that he should be like
checked
critiqued or checked for his behavior. That's definitely real. It's just the way Stassi is using the language to create a larger point around his behavior, I feel like, is a direct reaction to the way she's been critiqued for race and for the way she's spoken about transgender people. And like, I don't know. I just think she's like into the language, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. When it serves her.
For gain.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Jax kicks Brittany out of his apartment so he can vibe with Kelsey. And he lights like weird incense that was like logs.
It was
I don't know.
Also like small as though it was like little, at the very end.
Yeah. And so he lights his incense. He like cleans up.
He takes that broom and is shoving it up there.
And then he presents as a different person to Kelsey than he does to anyone else.
Like,
and
once again, like, I'm like, you know, they're filming. Like, yeah. We can see your, like, his eyes. It becomes so intense. Like, his charismatic eye is so different.
And, like, his energy, the way he sits, and he's kind of, like, a little softer and, like, more present. Jason comes out. And Jason bought the croissants for them.
Oh, my God. And also, it was as though they had discussed enjoying Sweet Lady Jane croissants specifically, because when she saw them, she was like, oh, you got croissants for us? But, like, I feel like if you didn't have some sort of, like, prior discussion about the croissants, you wouldn't frame it like that.
Yeah. And they have, like, he says he can't have any distractions because seeing Kelsey is the highlight of his week. Brittany calls them. She goes, I have no idea what happens in these Ricky sessions.
I love that. Bitch, it's your Ricky. Bitch, it's your Ricky.
I live for Ricky sessions.
Ricky sessions.
I don't know what's going on in them Ricky sessions.
She's always like, I love her when she has glasses on and is grabbing the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, where did she go?
I was literally thinking that too. I was like, she has to like walk to one of those cafes and sit outside with the dog.
She has to go to like...
I don't think she goes over to Katie's house.
I don't know. Or maybe like walk down to like Kings Road Cafe or something.
Yeah.
And just like sat there for an hour and like thought about
Jack.
Maybe she went to get a spray tan because she came back and she was looking so
super
insanely
deep.
Tan.
Yeah, they
like
all
a deep
were.
Deep tan, yeah. So Jack's and Kelsey do a centering exercise to just like kick things off, and she's like pulling the energy like out of his throat and like touching his head. And I know, like, I was jealous because I know how good that feels to have someone like touch your head like that, and like work on you.
I love it.
And then Jack says he has a lot of anxiety about going to Mexico.
Oh, what a problem.
I know. And he's just, and he also says he's been going to the gym three
times
a day.
But was that in preparation for Mexico?
I'm like,
because
that seems
we
like
just
too
saw
much.
You in Big Bear, like drowning. Yeah. So it's like, what are you training for? You can honestly, it can be hard enough to go once a day.
It's hard enough to go once a day. I can't imagine.
Three.
Maybe I've done a two a day, like a couple
morning
times.
Morning and night.
Yeah, but like three times a day is like, that's so much
maybe
showering.
Maybe you should move and go get a different job if that's what your schedule is affording you.
Yeah. He tells her about the job offer
his
in
dream
Tampa.
Job.
His dream job. He goes,
I love that.
Got a job in Tampa doing hockey. Client relations, social media, marketing. It's like, what?
Dream.
My dream job.
Brittany's like, I've never heard him mention hockey before.
I love, like, also in Tampa, like, I didn't know. I mean, I don't know anything about hockey. And quite frankly, like,
but it was a hub.
Yeah. That's why, like, Jack's muted on Twitter for so long. Cause I was like, this bro does nothing but tweets about hockey. Like, who cares?
Really?
He
does love it.
He loves it. Yeah.
Cause I felt like Brittany was acting like she didn't know that maybe she knew that he loved hockey, but that she didn't know that he wanted, like, a career in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't know that he wanted a job doing social media and client relations and marketing for hockey.
Yeah, well...
I love he's just like, I got a job doing hockey. Like,
that's what I mean. It was so weird. And then when she was talking about it as a new thing, I was like, what is it, a hockey app?
Like, yeah, like it's not, it's like really unclear.
How could it be new if it's a team?
Kelsey, I noticed her wedding ring.
Oh, you did?
It's you're like so, you're so major. Smart, she astute. Had like this like rock a big on her rock. Finger. Yeah, and it's blue with like lots of diamonds around it.
She's a rich Ricky.
She's a rich Ricky healer. I don't know what goes on them Ricky sessions.
But could you, I mean, this was one of the most beautifully crafted experiences of the whole show for me because like, watching this guy, this serial cheater who's been like, you know, wasn't just cheating with Britney, like it was so ugly. And yeah, to watch him, you know, get this healer, invite this healer over and have Britney like, you know, rush out with the dogs, aka the kids, mm-hmm. like it reminded me of my, I have an aunt who got cheated on by her. It was like us, a radio show. Her husband had a radio show and they would do it from the house. And he would invite a woman over every afternoon to do the radio show together. And then after like years, and she had two little kids that she would have to like go. Like that's why they would come over to our house. They didn't live that close, but she would like try to find anywhere to come hang out. And they were just having an in-house affair the whole time. And Jax was giving me that kind of vibe because it's like everyone gone. He gets rewarded for his behavior.
And it's like, he's punishing Britney. Like the way that he went about his it to be like, entitled, you need to leave. He's like, you need to leave. This is the highlight of my week. I can't have any distractions. But, yeah. And then she comes back and he's like, God, I just love Kelsey. Like I finally feel so good.
Her communication issues are the cause of all their relationship issues.
Yeah. And like spins it like he has like terrible anxiety and just like he's really trying and like he got this opportunity and like that's how he's gonna clean it. It's like he takes responsibility for nothing. Every time Britney even mentions the cheating thing, he like flips out and is such a dick to her. And it's like then he gets outside validation from this woman that probably has no fucking clue like what he's actually like. Like I can't imagine Kelsey the Ricky healer sits
she's
down.
She's like the one healer who had been in improv classes before. Yeah. He's like, I'll take him. Mm-hmm. Like, let's
yeah,
do
she's
this.
Like needs like a business boost. She's like trying to establish right? her like, brand. So she's like, I'll just get on this show. Like, sure.
Yeah.
And I had thought for a long time that they were like having an affair, but then someone messaged me on Instagram and they were like, I know Kelsey and she's like married and in like totally a loving relationship it. And she's like, would never do that. So it truly is like, she's just like trying to heal Jason.
It was just, it's like, cause I feel like that's what happens, right? And like maybe everyone is, or everyone who like experiments with different new age things, like so much of it is like, super hyper individualistic, you know, where it's like you are your destiny, you know, your body, your breath, like, mm-hmm. and just being really accountable for that. And it's like, it's just so fun. In LA, you see it play out all the time where that just like feeds really selfish people, right? Where it's like your energy is bad, Britney. Your energy, you know, he talks like such a little bitch. Like
I know,
that.
He's
like,
a fucking
Britney,
little bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't come around me with your energies like that. It's like, geez, he's like, you know.
When Britney comes home and she's, well, first Kelsey gives Jax a bunch of that black tourmaline.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, honey, you're going to need like a boulder of that. Yeah. Like rolled
I
in
liked
here.
The imagery that he suggested, though, of having it like paneling his house. Mm-hmm,
yeah, that would be that. Sexy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also just love the thought of Jax Taylor having healing crystals,
course accessories.
Yeah. But I agree with you where it's like I feel like a lot of like healers and that whole trope is like a lot of it is like complimenting you on stuff and uh-huh. like getting you to trust them. And that's not to say that I think that they're bullshit, because I think there are some people totally. That have like a gift and a skill, and I totally believe and subscribe to it.
Yeah.
But it's like when you're a psychotic person and like you're involved with a healer, like I just don't think that anything good is going to come of that.
And also you are paying this person to serve you. Like what I think is funny is that there's no mention ever of the idea of them receiving the healing together, because Britney went through like tons of trauma, like mm-hmm. just as much, if not more, within that context of their recent relationship than Jack. So it's like, I get why it's like his, you know, his problem to take care of, but it's like, I don't know. I just think it's funny that it's not ever brought up that she, you know, the den would allow Brittany to go too. Yeah. Like, Kelsey's not opposed, I'm sure.
Or even like the idea of, it's like, in order to heal, you kind of have to go through like a purge process. Yeah. And like, that's where you would think that Jax would be trying to go to therapy.
I wish she was telling Kelsey realer stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And like actually talking about and taking accountability for his behavior. But like, he's skipping over that whole part and just going straight to the healing. And mm-hmm. I'm like, honey, that's not how it works.
No.
Brittany comes home and Jax is on a Kelsey high, and Britt's like,
so annoying.
She's like, did you and Kelsey have a good conversation? Did you get a good talk? And Jax is like, and
whatever you do. I like when she's like that. She's cute.
She's, there something I can do to help you? Talking. And then he tells Brittany about the job and they get in a fight.
That is so annoying. Like, no, I mean, I'm ready. I don't know. Like, I think it's absolute bullshit for Sheena to think that she's in a position to, you know, save someone from a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I do, after seeing the way, and this is a whole other moment, but like, seeing the body panning close up of Brittany in the private pool in Mexico with Jax, and like, she's so hot. Like, I really, she's mm-hmm. so nice and she's hot. And yeah. It's like, I'd like to see her get with someone. I used to root for them as a couple, but now I'm really wanting to see her with someone new, like yeah. a basketball player or something.
I know. And I'm really just like, what frustrates me in this episode the most is like, Brittany has no sense of agency anymore. Like, yeah. she just is like so passive and kind of lets things happen, or like yeah. lets people fight her battles for her. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I hate that.
I couldn't imagine so many people talking about my relationship all the time.
In front of me.
It's not that I don't think that, not that, you know, I expect them to talk within that group or whatever, but yeah. just like her crazy silence. But it must be so hard. You know, the realest moment was when she was telling Sheena last week, like, but I love him. Yeah. I don't know what to do. And like, I think a lot of people relate to that, right? Like, you just love someone and not everyone wants, like, not everyone is aspirational, mm-hmm. you know? Like, Sheena's, like, crazy aspirational, right? It's all yeah. happening. Like, she wants it, like, she always wants something better, different, mm-hmm. you know, or, like, has a certain vibe. But I feel like Brittany's aspiration maybe isn't as, not necessarily high, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Like, yeah, like, she just wants.
She's like, well, I have love.
But when she said to Jax, like, when they're fighting in Mexico and they're talking about that job, and he's like, what about my dreams? Like, this is my dream. Like, what did you want for your yeah. life? And she's like, well, I want just someone to love me and not cheat on me. And like,
exactly.
And it's like, that is what she wants. But it's like, honey, you're not going to get it from this. And
it was real when Sheena was like, so just because you've been doing that for 2 years, you want to do it the rest of your life? Because mm-hmm. I feel like that framing was helpful for me.
Yeah. No, that's like, and that's so real. Like, and you don't. Just because you've done something for a amount of time,
you don't need to keep doing it.
You don't ever have to keep doing it if that's not right for you.
But when I'm like, I know I'm oogling over Brittany and I don't want to jump ahead, but like, when she was looking so hot in that pool, it was right after, like, while she was looking gorge and had just planned this trip and got them this suite and is hearing plenty of criticism for doing that before they mm-hmm. even go. Jax was in that pool with Brittany topless on the beach or whatever in Mexico, talking about how Kelsey made him feel so good and how yeah. he's saying, I feel so amazing. And Brittany's looking at him like, yes, babe. And he goes, I think it's because of Kelsey.
I know. And it's just like, fuck. But everything that he says to her is like, this is someone basically telling you without doing the service of telling you explicitly that they don't want to be in a relationship
yeah.
with you. Like,
yeah, yeah.
he's telling, it's like the Tampa job. Like, I think that exactly, that's a lot. Like, right. that, if someone comes to you in a relationship and you're like, like, even if they haven't cheated on you, but they're like, hey, I got this job and like, I think I really want to do
it.
And it's like something that you've never even talked about before. It's like, that person probably does not factor you into like a future, like their yeah. future. And then like going on the trip and then saying that stuff about Kelsey, and like, just the way he handles himself is very like, it's shitty of him because he should do her a favor and be like,
"What's I don't, done?"
Yeah, but like but guys like will. That
he'll
don't
always
do that.
Be with someone. Yeah he'll and
always
cheat
and someone will always just be around for him, so he'll take what he can get. Like guys like that just never pull the plug because like why should they you? If they still get rewarded?
Which
for
is
their
all
behavior.
The more reason to not be that girl, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's like kind of a good lesson to like watch her and just be like, don't be like Britney.
Yeah.
Don't like fall for this shit because it's like, obviously I get it. Like I've been like in love with someone and very like tortured over that and not knowing what to do about the relationship. But like, I guess, and as you get older, you just start to realize that like love is so separate. Like your feelings are so separate from like the facts and like what's going on.
Yeah. And like, how do you separate those? Have a harmony, right?
Yeah.
I also feel like in this episode, Jax, for the millionth time, mentioned the financial thing too. Like, I feel it came up within the context of like him going to Florida, you know, like that he gets to make it.
Why wouldn't you want to go to Florida? And don't say friends because friends don't pay the bills. And I was like, oh my but God, I you're just, abusive.
Yeah. Like, could you
like,
imagine
actually, friends
having
are
heard?
A good reason to not. He's like, don't say friends because we're adults and friends don't pay the bills.
Could you imagine and I'm like, hearing about the bills that your boyfriend's paying for you that many times?
No, like, I would actually, like, I'd no probably stab way. Someone. But also, her friends do pay the bills because she's on a reality show with them and that's like how they're that's all the making bills. Money.
But that's what I also wanted to ask you because I think you know more than me is like, about this particular is like how much richer is Jax than Britney? Like, do you really believe that he's much more lucrative and like that he's much more profitable than her?
Yeah, I mean he's been on the show for longer and been more of like a public figure. So I think that like between his paycheck for the show and like club appearances and
but do you like think he has a savings?
He claims that he does. He's claimed in interviews that he has like so much money. I mean, I
really?
Don't know the details. Like,
that's cool.
I've like,
it's a cool thing to claim.
Yeah, he
I'm claiming that now.
Yeah, but like, I'm like manifest destiny. Yeah. But I mean, I am assume that Britney makes like a decent amount of money from doing
yeah,
the show
that's
now.
What I'm trying to say.
Enough like, where she could rent an apartment or like have a roommate. She works
of
at
course.
Sir. She's on the reality show. She like. Gets like she could get
Sugar
a side
Bear,
hustle
hair care,
yeah
fab like, fit fun
she
and
has
all,
a ton of Instagram
stuff,
followers
yeah.
Like there's no way that
she's very
not
likable to the most in the most marketable basic way for like all those brand things
yeah
it just like it just feels really tired for Jax. I guess if he has this huge nest egg it's a different thing but I just even if he's been on the show and earning more in these ways longer it's like it's not as though she has nothing. So, yeah. Like, shut up.
I
like,
know.
Stop acting like that.
But then also, it's like, could you imagine you meet someone and then you live, like, across the country from them and they're like, come to L.A. and move in with me and, like, I'll help you out. Like,
yeah.
It's not like she moved here and had a job right away.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's like not like she just wanted to move here.
Yeah. It was like, no, come here and, like, do this. And so, obviously, I'm sure that he had to pay for a lot of stuff for her because it's like... Yeah, she moved from fucking Kentucky.
Because he wanted that.
Because he wanted that. And so he let her move into his apartment. And like, and it's just he takes no responsibility for a single goddamn thing.
Britney just needs to hang out with Lala more.
Britney needs to hang out with Lala and just like really, I don't think that she needs a man. Like, I think that that's so not the answer.
Yeah.
Even though that's like classically what all the Vanderpump people do is just like hop from one serious relationship to another. But like, I would love to see Britney just like single, like getting her sass back and like really discovering like her self-worth and like investing in that. And then like she would be so much like more successful than Jax like could ever
totally.
Be.
In many ways beyond
just
vanity
like monetary
ways.
Or
yeah.
vanity. It's like just in like having a happy, fulfilling life.
She's like a fun, you know, she's a cheerful chick. She's like a cheerleader.
Yeah. Who wants to work with kids with disabilities.
That part was getting a little bit complicated.
Sheena?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Rob, get together to go over their business idea, the divorce closet.
What I love about Rob is he's such a hard worker. It's like he showed you four logos.
He trademarked the divorce closet. He was inspired by your journey to create this business, and then like as he's trying to tell you that like
he would have majority equity,
you're like just not paying attention. You're like, sometimes I look in her eyes and they're so blue.
She's like, she's so fake.
She just is like,
she's such a bad actor. She's like, I just get lost. Like,
but Rob liked it. He laughed in a genuine way. On the second watch of the episode, yeah. I noticed that Rob loved Sheena getting lost in his eyes. Those two. My God. Also, when you get divorced, like what is all the stuff that you have to sell?
What about Craigslist?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see what it's like.
Like, but what are you set? Like, wouldn't you give someone back the stuff?
The only example I've ever heard is that she wants to get rid of Shay's snowboard. Yeah.
And like, you could have just listed that on Craigslist. Yeah. You don't have to start like a huge business and like put all this time and money into a site to like get rid of Shay's snowboard.
It's like vindictive of Rob to make Sheena the face of divorce closet when all she wants is to get married.
All they love to like torture Shay, and then Sheena also ends up getting tortured by trying to be torturing Shay.
It's like they were super together for a long time.
Yeah. And like TV, I wonder if the divorce closet exists or if they're like launching it soon or if it's stopped. Like, are they still in business?
are they still together?
Yeah. They're not still together.
You know for sure.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Gorge. They like broke up, I think, in October or something.
But have you
they're
ever
still
said,
dear friends?
Have you ever said that to someone? Like, have you ever said, like, and then one day I'm going to marry you?
Never.
Me neither.
I have actually never, like, had, like, a crazy, like, we're going to get married moment to someone's face.
Me neither.
I don't think I've even said that to like a friend in relation to someone. Like I've
Me
said,
neither.
Like, I want to. I've said like I want to get married to this person, but I've never said like
we're gonna talking.
Get like we're it's happening.
It's happening.
It's all happening.
It's all happening. But go off.
Next time I get married, I'm just gonna be with you.
Stares at that the hotel, that tattoo.
And it's like so prevalent in that scene because she's like flipping her hair and then like putting it up in her top bun. And then she's just like crazily staring at Rob. As he tells her he's just going to use her as the face of this company that she inspired. And then he's going to take majority equity. But I also got confused
because when they were in her closet before, and oh, it was inspired by her own divorce closet.
Yeah.
So that's interesting because before it seemed more like a joint idea, and like when it was first introduced, they were in Sheena's closet. So then you get that like that's post divorce, she made her closet like her or like her room a closet, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But like in this episode, she's like, it was Rob's idea. It's sort of like kind of,
maybe but also
platform.
Like,
but if you're the face of it, and it was born out of your fucking closet, like,
yeah, like you are literally the inspiration for this company. Like, don't just like let this guy come in and make you the face of it, and then take all the equity. Like, open up your fucking eyes, Sheena.
She's Azusa's hottest muse.
Amusa.
Yeah.
Lisa saying hello to her horse is wild.
Ah, sexy.
She goes, hello, my prince. Woo, woo, sexy boy. Give me a kiss.
But her
the horse physical, wears a tiara.
The physical of it, too. Like, she approached him real quick. Like, it was like, I never had seen her so, almost not rough, but like, she was very like.
She got like randy physical and physical. Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a moment. And then she rode her horse while Brittany walked that one next to her.
At first, Brittany's like, I'm kind of scared. And then quick cut to Brittany walking the horse and saying, well, at least if I don't ride, I still.
She's like, I'm not used
to be out here.
Horses like this. And then it cuts to her horses, like
baby,
mini horses.
Baby ponies.
But I'm like, why would you walk? I guess you could. I don't know. It seems like a really weird conversation to have. And you're like walking. One person just walking and holding the
horses
horse reins.
Small, so it's like there was a big horse between them.
Yeah. And then Lisa's like asking Britt why she planned the trip.
Yeah.
Because she's codependent and right. like needs Jax
That's
to love
That's what
her.
I was relating to as well.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that. Like, we all just want to spoil these people that have already fucked up, you know?
Yeah, and it never works.
No.
Like, I remember one time I had this boyfriend that was, like, kind of a Jax type.
Uh-huh.
And for one Christmas, like, I went and got, like, spent, like, $150 on, like, turtlenecks from Banana Republic and, like, presented them to him, like,
yeah.
at Christmas, like, at our Christmas date.
Yeah.
And he was just a dick.
He's like, great.
He was like, great, and then gave me a present, and he got me, like, fleece shoes that you put in the microwave to like
to warm
your
up?
Feet.
Yuck.
I was like, excuse me.
Yuck.
I was like, I'm 20 years old. I don't want these.
What were you guys doing?
I don't know. I was like, I just did not understand that present at all.
No.
I was like, what? I'm not, that's not even like a fun spa self-care present. It's like,
no.
You can't even walk. They have like.
It's just like. The
old
textures and smells and
I really was like, this relationship that our days are numbered.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What comes to mind for me is cooking like an elaborate, expensive dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one of those things not that recently, but not that long ago. But I just feel like even if they receive it kindly, which Jax doesn't even really with the trip or anything, as we've already talked about, like he's just thinking.
No,
whatever.
He's just like, I have anxiety. I don't want to go.
Yeah. It's like, even if they like what you do for them, if they're not also doing that for you, then done.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Done, you know?
And like Brittany is like justifying it to Lisa and she's like, going on vacation does him really well. And it's like, yeah, no fucking shit.
I was listening to that like me too.
Yeah. Seriously.
Same.
Yeah. Like definitely. Totally.
Yeah.
Tom looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like so big. It's a lot bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah, like it has high ceilings, sort of, right?
High ceilings.
But who do you think Lisa's hornier for, the horse or that designer?
Both.
That lighting designer.
She wants a threesome. Nicolaine. I thought his name was Nicolaine. And then I finally...
Like Elodie or something.
Yeah, I like finally put it together that it's Nicolaine. And then his designs are not for me. I'm like not...
They're very...
industrial.
Gastropub.
Yeah, they're very gastropub.
But she's like, he's a genius.
She loves him. I've never heard Lisa like admit to being horny for another guy over Ken.
The animals.
And
yeah.
Nicolette. Yeah, only the animals get that kind of sexual like
no. vibe. But I was glad she commented on it because the behavior was so evident.
Yeah. And she had to speak to it because if you don't, it's like obviously.
It's weirder.
Yeah. Nicolaine is sexy though.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I like it. I like what's sexy to me is the way I'm learning. Like, I'm learning to pump people up that I think are sexy in the way that Lisa did him. Because mm-hmm. the minute that, you know, like Tom's talking or whatever, and the minute that he appears, she's like, there he is, the genius. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I want to have that kind of showmanship with my business relationships.
You know what? I think Lisa's uncovered a really good trick. And a good flirting trick, so which is, and I've actually employed this and it yes. worked wonders, which is if you meet someone that's like really hot and like you, all you have to do is like stroke their ego for like an hour and then they like are obsessed with you.
Totally.
So you just like compliment and like ask them a ton of questions about like their life and like mm-hmm. what they work on and then like just like really like make it into something
overflow.
Great. Yeah, overflow and then just like... kind of needle them about it and then they like it. Men totally. Do. I don't know about, I can't speak for women, but I imagine. Yet. I it's wish sexy. I had a Nicolaine well, piece framed in my apartment. Like I want one of those drawings, the rendering.
But within a cabinet. Yeah. Yeah like I an want area. A rendering.
Yeah.
I love when they had been in Vegas and he's fucking it up. Like the lights dropping or whatever. What I think is so funny about Tom is that Lisa's branding strategy, like across the board, is sexy, mm-hmm. and that Tom is the masculine sexy. It's like mm-hmm. the leather bar of her offerings.
Yeah.
And, Nicolaine's really bringing that vision to life with the whole, like,
he's a genius.
Industrial vibe.
Nicolaine is a genius. I hope we get more of Nicolaine in this season.
All geniuses are located in Nevada.
Mm-hmm, in Vegas, specifically. Tom Sandoval makes Lisa his little mezcal honey scorpion chili cocktail.
Mask drink,
mask
right?
drink, yeah.
Spooky with
and
the scorpion.
And Lisa likes it.
You could, yeah, she does. It had honey in it. I was enjoying the idea of some mezcal with honey.
Yeah, I think it probably tasted good. I've had like some of Tom Sandoval's like
craft cocktails,
and he's a very talented bartender. He Damn. Is a mixologist, and he does it upright.
I feel like we're Vanderpump equals, and then I remember.
I know my past.
A lot of clout. Yeah.
Stassi calls Kristen an emotional terrorist.
It was out of nowhere. Like, it was like if you and I went to Palm Springs right now, and I was like, Laura, I fucking hate traveling with you.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, why? No one is giving context for why Stassi hates traveling with Kristen.
No, there was nothing that sparked it except, like, they tried to use the bed footage to seem like that was the spark of the conflict.
But that just seemed silly.
But it wasn't that.
Yeah, and like... So I'm like unclear on what the problem is, but I'm looking forward to getting to the bottom of
but
it.
But also, I mean, why don't they get their own room just for drama? Like, why do Peter and James have to share?
I think probably because, well, I think the hotel provided the rooms because at the end of the
course,
episode
it said. Yeah.
And they probably just don't want to provide double the rooms. Like, it's, like, cheaper. The hotel's like, we'll give you these rooms for free, but it's,
six
like...
6 versus 12 or
yeah.
something.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Raquel want to go?
Oh, I didn't even think about
so
that.
Weird.
Raquel seems like she might be kind of shell-shocked after Big Bear. Like,
that was
she
great.
Seems really fragile, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
her beauty queen facade melted away rather quickly.
The candle's burning.
Yeah, and, like, I was worried for her after Big Bear, so I think she earned,
I
like, a break.
The way she was communicating, like, so directly, like, James, that's not cool. When?
I love her just like slow talking.
She speaks so slow compared to everyone on that show and us.
Yeah. And also like she just seems to be like physically like depleted after, like, she doesn't know how to like go on vacation and keep up the glam, which is like, I understand that because I don't think I'd be able to either. Like, if cameras are on and it's like, you have to be like at like a Stassi level of glam 24/7, but like Raquel really can't do it.
I liked seeing Stassi without makeup at Barney's Beanery drinking in the airport though.
Tom Schwartz eats $10 nuts because he's like, I'm opening up a club with Lisa and Ken.
God, he's like a kid.
You don't get it. Like, you just paid $25. It's not like you got paid to open up this club. You paid. So like, you should probably like save
keep
the $10
as they are.
Tom and Katie say they had the best year of their entire relationship.
I'm obsessed with their inverse approach to marriage, right? It's like, I feel like popular narrative is like, you're together, you're really happy, you get married, things get hard at times, but you persevere. And their story that they're like talking about nonstop is like, things have been hard, as you've seen, but it's like, what was the cheating? Like, that was part of the happiest year of your relationship. Great.
Yeah, it's very strange, and I feel like it's like it's not getting addressed as much as I need it to be, because it's like he has like serially cheated on you.
Do you feel like gut feeling, however many episodes left there are of the season, that like more shit will come out with them, or are they gonna have like a static?
I don't know. I could see them just like brushing over it because like she probably doesn't want those storylines out there.
Exactly.
And she wants to change the narrative and the perception.
Right?
Yeah. And like, I mean, last year didn't do anyone any favors, like last season. So
I spoke pretty harshly about Katie last time I was on the podcast, but I just want to say that I'm so proud of what a loyal wife she is. I'm just kidding, but I found out she is a Capricorn, so I felt a little bit of astrological
kindred spirits.
Loyalty to her now. Yeah.
Okay. James is so happy to be in Mexico. He's like on cloud nine to just be included with the crew. James just wants to be loved.
But it's sad. Like, Jax is a fucking asshole. I hate it when he has to take, who has a birthday dinner? Like, you're all there on the trip and you really have to grab these boys to tell them about your opportunity
in Tampa.
It's like, why don't you just tell them at the table?
Yeah, because he knows that he'll get called out by all the women at the table.
I bring it up because I was sad that he excluded James in that moment, even though I know why. It's like, it's just shitty. I, as much as I like gossip and critique, I don't like bullying.
No, and I felt bad for James in that moment. Like,
yeah,
you could tell
even though
that
it's
he
silly,
was
it's like
sad.
He's like, come on, he doesn't know what they're going on about.
Well, but James is also really sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, I think that he's like had a lot more struggles than we really get to see. And like, after meeting his dad and like we know his family history, it's just like he truly just wants love and acceptance.
Totally.
Jackson Britt take a swim, where Britt's topless in her underwear.
She looks great.
She looked great.
She should post more stuff like that. Like, I felt like Bravo was like really like gratuitous with their capturing of her body in that moment. Which,
yeah, they did.
I'm down to take more, get more of, but like, just seemed like we don't usually see any of them like so like that.
She also seemed kind of drunk.
Obviously,
in the pool.
They all are drunk.
Yeah, they're like they're drinking
all the
so
time.
Many shots.
Yeah,
we get a flashback. Oh, so Stassi and Kristen are like arguing over the bed, and then we get a flashback of the last time Kristen was in Mexico when she was fighting with Sandoval,
jump off the balcony,
throwing herself on the balcony, like drinking, just like finishing everyone's like mimosas.
Yeah,
and it made me really miss Kristen.
Me too. And I loved in that moment the flashback. She goes, Can you give me the bottle of tequila? And Stassi barely pauses, but I love how there's just like a hint of a pause, and she's like, yeah.
Jax and Britt argue in the bathroom about Jax's Tampa job, and Jax is wearing like a lady's shirt, kind of.
Yeah.
It's a very scoop neckline. And I was just like, what
is
this?
His pectorals.
Yeah. He had like little tits, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? It was just like, it really rubbed me the wrong way.
It's all too many scoops.
Yeah. Lots of scoops. Lisa and Adam have like a scene, which I'm like, why? So just like a why.
Boring.
Adam A is not that hot.
Everyone, if you have to tell us how hot someone is more than us just thinking they're hot, it's like you did it wrong. There's a lot of hot people.
Yeah. And he's not one of them. And like, yeah, his pictures are fine, but like he doesn't look like he doesn't look like the pictures that we were seeing.
No. And I did enjoy, I guess I just love business in this way. When Lisa's describing his duties as a bar back, replenishing, I love the word replenishing too, replenishing the bar versus all of the nuanced tasks of the bartender.
Yeah.
So serve over 350 drinks on a Saturday night.
Very different. I also like anything where someone is set up to fail, like, and we get to see that.
Like, so sure, she's like, try.
Make the mojito, and then he can't do it. And it's like, lol. But the Mexico crew goes out to dinner, and things kick off with the round of tequila shots.
Yeah, which... When's the last time you went? I wish I went to more dinners where the shots happen right away. Like
in Mexico at a dinner that if it's like gonna be like Mexican food, yeah. I can totally see like starting off with a round of shots. Like that doesn't seem. Oh, that
they do
wild,
that everywhere.
But they do that everywhere. And what was crazy to me is that like Kristen has now had like drank a lot of tequila, taken a shot of tequila, and then switches to shots vodka. Of vodka, which is that's
fucked up.
Really fucked up. Vodka with an orange slice. No comprende. Everyone's happy for Sheena because she's finally divorced. And then she can't stop talking about Rob. And she's just like, he's just like the kind of guy that can like put up a TV and like.
But we've already heard.
But she, so obsessed with that flat screen.
She loves TV.
She loves
TV. She watches
TV.
Herself, probably.
I know. But I'm like, it is nice. Like, I will relate to her on one fact because I did the TV I have in my apartment. Uh-huh. I had bought like in 2015 and then it sat in a box in my apartment for over a year, like just sitting there.
Because you didn't want to put it up.
Because I didn't want to put it up. It was like a whole thing and I just like didn't understand what to do. Yeah. And then I like finally forced my boyfriend to like at the time to like help me put the TV up. And it was like... It wasn't a really fun experience. And like, so I really respect
it. It would have been hot if he,
it would have been hot if he had just thrown it up in 7 minutes. I would have had like a total Sheena reaction.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into anyone doing things for me, but I just usually thank them once.
Like, you don't bring it up as like a touchstone. Like,
Lara produced the best podcast yesterday. You guys never.
Think about Rob is he's just so amazing. He's like the kind of guy that can put up a TV in 7 minutes.
Yeah, like if that's your fucking tagline for the show, it's a bore.
What?
Think about Rob is he loves cheating on me at Tocamadera.
The thing about Rob is that it takes him 7 minutes to put a flat screen TV on the wall.
Oh.
Jax tells the Toms in a quiet side conversation that he got a job in Tampa. Tampa is also like the Tocamadera of Vanderpump Rules, where it's getting a lot of good press and then love. Yeah. I'm like, no offense to any of the listeners that may live in Tampa, but like...
Pledge if you're from Tampa.
But like, Tampa's like not a desirable location.
Not when you live in Los Angeles and have a TV show that films in Los Angeles. That's the part I don't get. Like, does Jax want off the show?
I don't think so. I think he just wants like drama and storyline. But I'm like, you're not going to quit this show and like fucking move to Tampa and do social media for hockey.
There's nothing to film interesting if you're doing social media.
Yeah. Also, like a social media job, like. Well, you're going to be like a social media manager.
Also,
like,
not to age shame, but he's always talking about how he's 40. It's like most social media managers aren't of that age.
Yeah, they're a little bit younger, a little more hip to the
emergent technology.
And also, I'm like, what qualifies you to do any of the things that you just mentioned?
Tone, voice, editorial perspective, charisma.
He's like client relations. Like, I don't think that Jax can like successfully write an email, let alone like manage a social media schedule for a brand and then like
he's
deal
like,
with clients and then plan events, which is what he later said that he was doing. They were like, what are you going to do there? And he was
that sounds like a lot of tasks. Events.
Yeah, it's like, what is this job?
Why don't you say who offered it to you too?
Yeah. I loved it when Katie trolled by mentioning Jax's sweater and fitness app.
I loved that
because
too.
Because
I sort of wasn't thinking about that.
I didn't think about that either, but both of those were failed. And it made me really sad that the fitness app never happened.
Yeah.
Because I downloaded it. This was season three was when we discovered that he had the fitness app. Uh-huh. And so I downloaded it and was like so excited for Jax's like
to
burgeoning
tutorials.
Yeah. Like fitness instructor career. Cause like he at one point had like the whole physique and vibe of someone that I would like love to learn squats from.
Well, he goes to the gym three times a day. Still.
Three times a day. So I'm sad that he didn't continue that. And I think that he should maybe fire up the fitness app again.
I agree. And also when I think I loved the joy he displayed in the when he's looking at the sweater shoe and he's like, Nordstrom catalog. So funny.
James is like, okay, so the girls are confronting Britt about like what's Jax talking about.
Yeah.
She tells them about his like Tampa job. They're shitting on it. And then James like kind of pipes up and he's, cause they're talking about trying to hook Britt up with Adam.
Yeah.
And James is like, oh, don't tell her that, like blah, blah, blah. And he has this huge mosquito bite on the side of his face that I
he
was
does.
Like, ow.
And you know, he
I've been there.
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there too, but it's unsightly and he doesn't
I'm just like
it.
Why now? You know, when it's always at dinner when it's happening.
Always dinner.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to rub banana skin on your mosquito bites.
Really? I've never heard that in my life. What does it do?
It's an
antihistamine.
Secret.
It's a Tulum secret.
Yep.
Ah, Riviera goddess.
Yes, Riviera Maya.
Jax comes back and lies about his job. What kind of stuff you mean? Events, social media, like what?
Client relations. Because there is this idea, especially like, I feel like every bar or like a lot of, I don't know, you know, like in the world of Sir, blah, 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 all these bars and stuff, like there are people who just come in and probably say all the time that they do client relations, bringing clients to dinner and just like doing coke and like getting drunk with people visiting for a weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Jax is like, sounds perfect.
Yeah. Here. And I'm sure he'd be great at that. I mean, like he could take a bunch of dudes out and like
have a good time,
have like a coke night with them. And like, I guess they would sign up for more
I'm
hockey.
Sure that
like,
wouldn't
I love
lead to more cheating.
Yeah. I like, it's like, this whole thing is just like very sus.
Mm-hmm.
And the best moment of the entire episode, in my opinion, was when Ariana is like, so Jax comes back, everyone like hops on him and is like, what the fuck, Tampa? And then Ariana is like, I just want to make sure that Britt can still do like what it is she wants to do with her life. And then Sandoval is like, Brittany, like, what do you want to do with your life? And then she starts talking and like, she goes, you know, I've told you, like, how I just love, like, working with... And he goes, animals. And then Kristen throws back her shot and whips her head around. And it was, like, such, like, prime Kristen Doty.
Yeah.
It was, like...
Choreography.
It was, like, the most raw Kristen moment. And it just, like, filled me with joy.
Oh, my God.
Her, like, whipping around. It was, like... Don't talk about Britney like that.
But it's like, I mean, they all knew, but him.
They
really
all knew. I love animals. Animals. And then she goes, nah. Then there's a moment where Britney's like, I just really love, like, I've always loved and I hope to work with kids that have mental disabilities. And it's like, okay, that's like wonderful. And yeah, you should do that. But like, what about your life right now? And any way, shape, or form is aligned with that like goal.
She mentioned that it was just unclear. She probably was just so uncomfortable, like as you said with the agency thing. She's just like not speaking directly. Like when she's trying to tell Jax that, she's also like, you know what I did over the summer with.
He's like animals. Like what?
He's like social media.
Events, social media, client
animals.
Relations. But also, can you see Britney like going to go interview for a job and they're like, well, it says on your resume that you were on a show for 4 years called Vanderpump Rules. Like, can you tell me about how that's like affected your journey? And it's like, what is she gonna say? Like, they're going to watch Vanderpump Rules and be like, Pert, you're great. We want you to work with these kids.
Are the parents of the, our kids would love you to teach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go off. I think people can have all sorts of careers in a life.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope she does. I just love any show insinuating that we all know something about a character that we don't know. Mm-hmm. And then it's even better for the boyfriend not to.
And then everyone knows.
Except Sandoval, the nosy bastard. Sandoval
doesn't know anything.
Oh, Sandoval's grooming.
Oh my God, yeah. His like, it's different getting ready in Mexico. It's a human. And I'm like, I was putting myself in the position of Ariana. And I was like, I could not handle dating a guy that was like...
I love how she... I know that at times she likes it, but in Mexico, you can really tell she was not having it.
Like, how does she reconcile that?
She was being like, you don't do this at home.
Those moments, I would actually, like, flip out on a guy. Well, he's, like, straightening his hair.
It's multifaceted.
Yeah.
Like, it's straightening the hair, and then... He was saying weird shit too, like you only put one layer of this or like changing this.
He's like shaving his whole face.
He's like that kind She's of guy like, that this isn't a very specific comment, but like he's just so empowered by the internet, you can tell. Like he loves like a listicle. Like he's so here for the fucking life
hacks. He's here for life hacks and like facts that he reads online.
Yeah.
Like the shaving your forehead thing, it's
that's
like
what I was
that's like
to think
the most
about.
Insane.
Yeah.
That's the most insane ritual to me, and because it's like
that exfoliating.
And I've asked him on like past episodes of Pump Podcast. I was like, "What's with your shave forehead thing? Like, what's the deal?" And he was like, "It's exfoliating." And like, okay, I get that, but also like, you have money where you could buy like a nice like exfoliating like gel to put on your face, or like a mask, or you could do a scrub. Like, you don't need to shave
or
your
a little towel.
Yeah, or
a
just
toothbrush.
Like, you don't need to shave
that's not
your face, your forehead. No.
And what about the rest of your face?
Yeah. And I'm just like, I hate this forehead shave. I wish that he would just get some products. He needs to read into the gloss.
Yeah, he needs a top shelf.
I would love a Sandoval top shelf.
But he will never get it because he's too lame. Like, his, like, approach is too life hacker. Like, he doesn't have, like, nice things to
it's
show.
It's shortcuts.
Yeah. It's, like, trash. It's that microwave.
Who would be the best, like, top shelf into the gloss? Jax would be interesting. I want to know Brittany's, like, I want to know her hair.
Yeah, but it's, like, Tresemme.
I just don't
think that Britney has like inherited any expensive taste. And I don't only think expensive products are nice, but I just feel like
you feel like she's like more of like a CVS Walgreens kind of gal. Yeah, Lala probably would have a really good one. I'll bet Stassi's would be good. I'd love to read Kristen's because she's a vegaholic, so I wonder if that means that she gets into like vegan and like natural beauty products.
I love alcoholic vegaholic.
I want to say I'd be interested in Sheena's because I just think that she would use like really weird off-brand like things that you've never heard of.
Yeah, totally.
That are like weird brands that she gets in like swag gift bags.
Just make a promo. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just so I think you're right. I'd really be interested in hers.
Yeah. And like
on video.
Who else? Ariana's would be interesting, but like not as much maybe as the other girls.
No.
Katie's, I think, also would just be like, you're using like weird products that no one's ever heard of.
The thing about Vanderpump Rules, I don't know if I said this last time, but I just feel like so many of them wear lipsticks and makeup palettes that are not good colors for them. And that's what I hated about hearing Stassi like set a colorway for the flowers at Lala's party too. Cause I'm like, you all pick shitty, like they all wear like gray or purple or brick. Like all those colors could be nice on different people, but I feel like they all like wear colors that don't flatter them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They like, it's very
rare. For the
sake
of doing a look. You know?
It's very rare that the looks come together.
Yeah.
But now I would argue that they're coming together a little bit more now than before. Because, I mean, they do have, like, once you start coming into some money, you kind of, like, you can figure it out. Yeah.
Well, I did see what makeup, they've all been looking really good on Watch What Happens Live lately. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I liked Britney's makeup on it last night.
Jax and Kristen start like yelling at each other, and Jax goes to his like go-to burn, which is, you're not perfect. And so he just shuts everyone down.
You're so good at it. You're not perfect.
You're not perfect. And then Kristen's like, Kristen's so lit on this trip. She has more life in her eyes than I've ever seen.
I know.
But maybe it's because she's had more camera time on this trip than we've gotten.
I think that's
all.
What the problem is.
Yeah. Everyone loses their shit and then dinner's over.
It kind of was like a big reaction though. Like, I don't, do you feel it was a, like a measurable reaction to what the news they received was?
I feel like people probably have a lot of anger and frustration with Jax and Brittany's relationship, yeah, because they see the way he acts.
They resent
and then
it and they already have.
Yeah, and she's so sweet that
shit.
It's like,
yeah,
she does all this nice stuff, but she's so sweet that it's like no one's necessarily going to sit her down and be like, listen, bitch, you need to get your fucking shit together, like, yeah, and like real talk her. They're like, oh, that's nice. And then they just hate Jax even more.
Why you sit me down like that? My dream is someone talking to me like that.
I'm like, I hope that someday someone would sit me down. Like, because, you know, if someone sits you down like that, you don't see it coming.
No.
Like, you've been like just wilding out and being so crazy that, yeah, someone has to take you aside.
Ground you.
And ground you and look in your eyes and be like, listen, bitch. You need to break up with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Stop getting the trip to Mexico.
Stop spending money on him.
Don't do a birthday party at Hooters and like get your fucking shit together. What the fuck?
Have a life.
Yeah. And like really just kind of lay into her and verbally abuse her in a way that it
works.
Lands. Yeah.
Works. And Sheena's not the one to do that.
No. Are you anyone who's going to take advice from Sheena? Sheena's skyrocketed off the face of the planet. She's like no longer attached to reality.
Yeah, that's why I was, when we're talking about like Top Shelf and her beauty products, I don't want to speculate, but like I would just be, I'd love to know like how much coffee she drinks in a day, or like what she gets at Starbucks. Like it's like her overall stimulant and supplement, and like I want to know all of Sheena's intake, because she just operates at such a weird.
She's on a weird level. And yeah, what really threw me in this episode was when Rob came over and then she made them plates of Chick-fil-A wraps. And
wait,
I was like,
I know. But first of all, I was so confused if it was Chick-fil-A, because it looked like Chick-fil-A fries. And then I'm like, you got wraps, like you're healthy?
Yeah. Like she like either Postmated it. A, I'm like, those everyone knows like fries don't travel well. Like,
no,
it's just like not something you really want to get delivered. But then I'm just like, I had a lot of questions about the Chick-fil-A of it all.
No,
I'm like, that's what
wrap
you're craving is the wrap from
the
Chick-fil-A.
Wrap. That's bullshit, because I feel like she was trying to pass it as like, it just shows how crazy she is when, and I know that it's like, I'm kind of, you know, I talk a lot and you want to make things like cute or sort of just have fun by engaging. But when she's like, I'm plating and presenting, or since she says something mm-hmm. like that, it's like, really? Like, you unwrap the Chick-fil-A wrap.
Yeah.
And like, probably because you were trying to pass it off as like either not something you made, but like maybe not Chick-fil-A. Like, maybe you thought he wouldn't recognize it if you got something that nobody orders.
Yeah. I'm just like, I was really thrown off guard by the Chick-fil-A.
And also, wraps, isn't that a conspiracy? Like, tortillas aren't that much less calories than a little bun.
Yeah. It didn't seem like that. Like, you live around, I could name like five things in her neighborhood that are like healthier than a Chick-fil-A wrap.
Yes.
Like, if you're going to go Chick-fil-A, like, just get
go
the sandwich.
Get
yeah.
Yeah. It's not the first time we've seen her enjoy fast food, and it won't be the last.
No,
I'm sure.
Certainly not. Thank you so much for being my guest on this episode of Sup.
Thank you for baking cookies fresh for this episode.
You're welcome. I'm ready to segue into our
dinner
party. Eating
some, yeah.
Yeah.
No Chick-fil-A for us.
No Chick-fil-A tonight.
It's all happening.
Plate and present a whole meal for you.
Yay. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode of the Sexy Unique podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsors: Lori Wheat, Meredith Good, and William Jones. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, 'cause I know I know.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.